Okay, the mitzvah of Kiddush. Okay, nobody should be intimidated from this little thing over here, a big thing over here.
He only uses that to record your voice, not his.
Okay, the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. So, the Chinuch says, L'davet dvorim b'yomei Shabbos b'chnesosu v'chim misiyosu. So it says, speak words when Shabbos enters and when Shabbos leaves. Which we call that Kiddush, is when Shabbos enters, and when Shabbos leaves it is Havdalah. So the Chinuch is going with the opinion of the Rambam that Havdalah, he counts it as one mitzvah, because it says Zohar, because there's one pasuk. Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kasha. Remember the Shabbos to sanctify it. When do you remember it? Remember the Shabbos when it comes in and when it leaves. You talk about the holiness of the Shabbos when it comes in, and you talk about the Shabbos when it comes out. Not everyone agrees that Havdalah is min haTorah, but that's the opinion of the Rambam, that Havdalah is a mitzvah min haTorah. Sheyir behem zeche gedulas hayom, so Rav Chinuch explained, she mentioned the greatness of the day, malosov havdalosov mishvach mishah hayom shalafonav achra. To talk about what makes Shabbos unique, right? So you talk about the holiness of Shabbos, and Havdalah we say, We talk about Shabbos compared to the other days of the week. It's holy. So we talk about the holiness, the greatness of Shabbos. Shenema, Zoch Hashem HaShabbos L'Kadsho. If you want, you can look in with, you can sanctify the Shabbos. Remember the Shabbos to sanctify. Kaloma, Zachreyu Zecha Kedusha. Ugdula. If you talk about the greatness of the Shabbos, it's not that just we say good Shabbos when Shabbos comes. Kiddush is Zohar, the word Kiddush comes from the word Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, to sanctify, to recognize its greatness, its holiness. Ufeirish Amru Lana Chachamenu Shadvar Melu Mitzuvan Anu La'olam Al Hayayin. We require to say Kiddush over wine. She came by a Pirush Zachrei Al Hayayin on wine. Now, the idea that you make Kiddush on a cup of wine, hello Moshe, how are you? You can pull up a chair.
Make room.
There's more than enough room.
He wants to look on.
Very good. Yeah, the mitzvah of Kiddush min haTorah is to talk about the holiness of Shabbos, and the Chinuch says that also, the Chachamim said that you're supposed to say it on a cup of wine. Now, there's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold that you don't need the cup of wine min haTorah. Min haTorah, you just have to say words. But some, there is Tosfos brings an opinion that says that the actual Kiddush should be said over a cup of wine min haTorah, because it says Zachreyu al hayayin, to mention on wine. And he takes it literally that you actually have to biblically, that you have to mention it over with a cup of wine on a biblical level. You need to have wine to make Kiddush. Most do not agree that way. Most hold the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush is by saying words only. You do not have to have a cup of wine on a biblical level. On a rabbinic level, the rabbis want us to do the mitzvah in a much more beautiful way. So therefore, the rabbis say you should do it over a cup of wine. Yes.
So the rabbis rather are saying in a beautiful, more beautiful way than the Torah.
So. Sometimes the Torah sometimes doesn't. A lot of times the Torah doesn't require too much from us. But sometimes the rabbis feel that we need a little. We gotta do certain things to beautify it a little bit. Now, not that they're adding to the mitzvah of the Torah. They never change the mitzvah of the Torah. There's four parshas in tefillin. The rabbis would not go ahead and put five parshas in tefillin. But the rabbis felt that maybe if people will go ahead and say it over a cup of wine, they'll feel, you know, they'll appreciate it more,
right.
They'll give it more importance, they'll enjoy it more. Yes, anyone else want to say something?
Oh.
Yes, please. Yes, that's a drasha. Some say that the question is that a drasha on a biblical level, or that's like a rabbinic drasha, that's like an asmachta. Sometimes the rabbonim want to find something that hint to this idea of wine, so they find from the lashon of zachar in the Torah And we find that the word zacha goes together with wine. So therefore, so maybe that's where we find the idea, it alludes to the idea of making kiddush on a cup of wine. So it's a question, is it a real drasha or is it just an esmachta? Now, then he discusses, the chinuch discusses a little bit, you need a revius of wine, you know, you need a certain amount of wine in the cup in order to make kiddush. You don't make kiddush just on an ounce of wine. It reveals the wine, and there's a discussion exactly what, how much is the reveals. So a lot of people, we're going to Rav Moshe Feinstein Friday night, where the Kiddush is Minat Torah should contain 4.5 ounces of wine. Shabbos day, where the Kiddush is Rabbinic, 3 ounces, 2.9 ounces, 3 ounces a cup is sufficient. That's,
I heard that he went down from 3.3 to 2.9.
Who?
2.9.
Moshe? 2.9.
Not 2.8?
No. 2.9. No, it's obviously in his measurements exactly how much it should be. And also, we know how much, you know, how much, you know, you should drink a Malo Lugmov. You know, you should try to drink
I think you should drink a Rav
Kos. Rav Kos, that's by we say more Rav Kos by Pesach, or more Makbid on Rav Kos. Shabbos, don't have to drink, we're not Makbid on Rav Kos by Shabbos. No. Mali Lugmav. If you drink, so some interpret that to be a majority of a Revius. L'chatchila, Mali Lugmav. That's how much you should drink. You shouldn't just taste a little bit. Also, people have that problem by Havdalah. They make Havdalah just taste a little bit. That's not good enough. Just drink more than just a taste. So people should be aware of.
So Rav Kos is Midrabanan?
Rav Kos is Midrabanan, but Rav Kos there's no obligation. We paskin l'chatchila, a mole lugmov is enough.
Mole lugmov is how much?
It's a cheekful. So many say it means a rov revius, which would mean if a revius is 4.5 ounces, it would be 2.3. But we've seen other calculations, I think, about Mali Lugmav, right? I think we might have seen together that even just a shorter or smaller amounts for Mali Lugmav. Promotion might even hold less than that. But many would say a Rav Revius. How much a fillet cheek? That's Mali Lugmav. That's how much you have to drink. Now, there are many different opinions. Does the person who makes Kiddush himself have to drink the Mali Lugmav? Or as long as one person has to drink Mali Lugmav? Or could you join everyone as long as we all together drink a Mali Lugmav? So those are three different opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a Shitas HaGaonim that says the one who made Kiddush should have a Mali Lugmav. I think that's Shitas HaGaonim. And other Shitas saying that as long as one person had a Mali Lugmav, and some say we could join me and Leon together to make that Mali Lugmav. But I say the more of the problem is Havdalah. Because Havdalah, most people have a custom not to give out the Havdalah wine to other people. Usually the only person who makes the Havdalah drinks. And sometimes people just drink a drop, which is not really the way to go. You're supposed to drink a nice amount.
Is there an Indian of by Havdalah Kol Shel Bracha?
Yes, Havdalah is a Kol Shel Bracha. Berachas HaMazon is
Kol Shel Bracha. So everyone should drink.
But for whatever reason, there's a special meaning is by Havdalah. Not every you don't give it out. Havdalah.
You don't give.
Why?
It.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the reason is, but that seems to be the common minhag. Even by the Sfaradim, right? Did they give it out?
Not really.
They don't give it out.
Why not?
You could if you want the menorah sometimes.
Okay. With Ashkenazim, we have a minhag. We generally don't give it out. The Havdalah, of course.
Has to be a good reason.
There has to be a good reason. Yes.
Shear of 3.3 ounces, is that how a
revius is? So that's how some there was one measurement of 3.3 for a revius, and but there's been different measurements about exactly how much is this revius.
Well, but then in that case, does that mean that rov revius is just it's a little bit more than half?
Correct.
3.3.
Correct.
Is that necessarily the same shear as mal and lugmav? That rov, mal and lugmav is. Find
the really, I think a person should check, you know, do a little, you know, do his own measurement, see how much cheek, his own one cheekful, how much would it be. But it was, That's what it seems like to me, that whatever the majority, whatever the Revius you go with, the majority of that Revius would be defined as a mother lode.
Oh, really? Okay. That's easy.
Okay. So which is the one that's
4.4? 4.42, to be exact, is really for Friday night. We're more machmir. Because a Kiddush Friday night, the obligation of Minatora to make Kiddush is once on Shabbos. Rabbinic obligation to make Kiddush as well on Shabbos morning. So that's the Rabbinic Kiddush. As you'll notice, when it comes to Pesach, Pesach, most people hold that the Kiddush of Pesach is a Rabbinic Kiddush. All four cups of wine are rabbinic, unless Friday Pesach comes down on Friday night. So therefore, the shear for the kosos, you could have the four cups of wine. Let's say if you have a cup around 3 ounces, would be sufficient for Pesach.
Is all Yom Tov Terapon on Kiddush?
Most would say that. I mean, there might be room that some people might say that the Kiddush on Yom Tov is Minat Torah, but we seem to go that the Minchas Chinuch later on talks about Kiddush and Havdol of Yontif, if it's Minat Torah Derabanan. He says that the Mechaber, the Sefer Chinuch says Stam, he doesn't elaborate on it. And he quotes the Rav HaMagid, Perek Yud Ches, that says that Kiddush on Yontif is not Minat Torah. That means that Kiddush, the obligation to say Kiddush on a Yom Tov, is not a biblical obligation. Why not? Because where does the Torah tell us the myth of Kiddush? By where? By Shabbos. Zochas Yom HaShabbos. Lekatcha, remember Shabbos. Does it say you have to remember Yom Tov? It does say, Mikroi Kodesh, Ashetikru Osam Mo'adam. The question is some, we saw a Ramban on that. Ashetikru Osam Mo'adam, that you should, people should, on Yom Tov, there's an obligation to go together as a group, to pray, maybe to go to shul, to gather together as a group. I mean, going to shul on Yom Tov, to pray on Yom Tov, might be a biblical mitzvah, according to the way the Ramban understands it. He brings from the Shita Mekubetzes that Havdolah Yom Tov is Minat Torah, certainly Kiddush. So it seems to be a discussion among the Rishonim if Kiddush on Yom Tov, Havdolah on Yom Tov, would have the same halacha status as Shabbos or not. We seemingly go from a halacha perspective that it doesn't.
And wine versus words in terms of Yom Tov, is that any different than Shabbat?
Wine would be rabbinic. Wine would be rabbinic just like Shabbat. It's interesting that it could be that there's a fulfillment of a mitzvah minat Torah by having wine. Meaning there's no, because on Yom Tov there's a special mitzvah to drink wine. But that doesn't have to do for the Kiddush per se. Because there's a special mitzvah on Yom Tov of Simcha.
Ein Simcha
L'Viyayim. But the obligation of Kiddush and have wine would be just a rabbinic obligation by Yom Tov, according to most opinions.
Why does the shear of Rav Kos apply on Pesach, where it's definitely rabbinic?
Excellent question. Why is Rav Kos by Pesach, and yet by Shabbos, we said to answer David's question, that Shabbos does not have an obligation of Rav Kos. Because by Pesach, to answer Alan's question, Pesach is a mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. The idea is drinking the cups of wine. So you could say that there's a focus on the drinking of the cup of wine. The Chachamim wanted us to feel the Cheres. Feel the freedom. How do you feel the freedom? By drinking. By drinking wine. So the focus is on drinking the wine. So since the focus is on drinking the wine, so therefore you can understand that to drink the wine, to drink four cups. So if you don't, by drinking a majority of the cup, it's like you drank the full cup. But the focus by Shabbos is not the drinking of the wine. The focus on Shabbos is more to say Kiddush on a cup of wine. And therefore, that's how someone will explain the difference of opinion. You should know, this gets into a Tosfos and Psachim. I'm doing Psachim now. Avri Psachim, the Tosfos discusses the question, can Friday night we know one person makes Kiddush, and everyone else could be Yotzei by listening to the Kiddush Friday night. Question is, could we do that Pesach also? Could one person, could the Balabayas, could the one person who's leading the Seder,
we
say everyone makes his own Kiddush. But Tosha has a question. Maybe everyone doesn't have to make their own Kiddush. Maybe one, Tosha has a question. Could one person make the Kiddush and everyone else listen and be Yotzei the Kiddush, just all the four cups of wine? You ever thought of that question? Tosha's question. And some want to say, the Rashba wants to say, why should it be different than Shabbos? Why should it be different than Shabbos? One person makes the Kiddush, everyone's Yotzei. So he has a cup of wine, he's being Motzi me. But I think the Maral says, what do you mean? It's a totally different story. By Shabbos, the mitzvah is what? You have to make a Kiddush. You have to make Kiddush. You make Kiddush over a cup of wine. So as long as the Kiddush was done over a cup of wine, not everyone has to drink the wine. There's no special mitzvah, everyone has to drink the wine. Kiddush, the sanctification of Shabbos, has to be done over a cup of wine. As long as a cup of wine was used, that's good enough. But by Pesach, the mitzvah says everyone should drink the four cups of wine. You can't be motzi me. If you drink the wine, is that going to help me on feeling the cheres? Your drinking is going to help me feel the cheres?
Therefore, you could have somebody else make the bracha, and you still have your own wine.
That's fine. That everyone agrees. Even to everyone agrees, you can make the bracha for me, I drink my cup of wine. Just like Kiddush in Pesach. Many helms, only the Balabayas makes the Kiddush.
Okay,
what?
That's how we do it.
And everyone else drinks. Everyone drinks. So that's not a problem. But so that's why so, now, interesting.
The question is, the Balabayas pouring for other people? I mean,
when?
On Pesach.
Pesach, no, because if you have your own cup of wine, he doesn't need to pour
what's
it to you.
What's the problem?
So what's the question?
The question was, do you need your own cup? Because every person needs his own cup of wine. Maybe just
the alternative being the Balabais pouring for everybody.
Right, the Balabais have one cup of wine,
right.
And he makes the bracha, and he gives to everyone like on Friday night.
But that wouldn't be a kos. It wouldn't be a full kos for each person.
But the question is, who says you need a full kos for everyone? Balabais. That's the question. Who said maybe as long as the Balabais has a kos, that's good enough. Who says that every person needs dalat kosos? That's Tosha's question. Does every person need four cups
on
of wine?
Pesach only?
On Pesach, that's his question. Does every person need four cups of wine? Or is it good enough that the Balabais has
what's the answer to that?
So Tosas has a suffix. Tosas says we should be machmir. You should be machmir, which seems to indicate that Tosas himself, you should be more stringent, but Tosas himself would seem to indicate that maybe you would not need everyone to have their own cup of wine. And I saw maybe the Briska Rav might want to say that Tosas who says that you'd be machmir, that he holds Tosas says that min hadin, you're only really possibly the one who's making Kiddush. Only the Balabayas has to have four cups of wine. So the question, that's also the question. What's the chiyuv by Pesach? Is the chiyuv by Pesach, you're doing four mitzvos. You're saying Hallel, you're saying Haggadah, you're saying Kiddush. It has to be over a cup of wine. But it's just, the mitzvos have to be over a cup of wine. Or there's a special mitzvah independent of the four you have to drink four cups of wine. So that's the question between Tosfos and other Rishonim. The Rambam says everyone has to drink a cup of wine by Pesach. And therefore the Rambam also says you need Rov Kos. But by Shabbos the Rambam says you only Moli Lugmav. You only need, why? Because it's not a special din in the drinking of the cup. It's more the din you have to make Kiddush over a cup of wine. But Tosfos, who says that it's only a chumrah that you have to go ahead and have every person has one cup of wine, but Ikka Hadin, one person can make, technically, it would sound like Tosfos would hold that just the head of the household needs four cups of wine. So he holds you do not need to drink Rov Kos, Tosfos Shita is, by the way, on Pesach. Tosfos says all over you only need Moli Lugmav. But the Rambam makes a difference between Pesach and Shabbos. Okay? Just a little bit sidetracked a little bit.
Isn't there a din d'oraisa that we have to have four cups of wine?
No, there is no din minat Torah four cups of wine. It's a rabbinic obligation, having four cups of wine on Pesach. Uh-huh.
So if there is such a rabbinic requirement, how could you
be somebody else be Yotzer if he makes Kiddush.
You could be Shemir Kohona. You could be Yotzer. But
you're Yotzer with the Kiddush and you drink your own cup of wine, you mean?
So that's the question. Do you need your own cup of wine, or could he just be or could he just say the Kiddush and you're Yossi without having a cup of wine? Maybe the
It's really two questions. One is Shemir Kohona work on Kiddush Pesach night, and number two, would you have to drink your cup of wine?
If you have your own cup of wine, definitely Shemir Kohona would work. If you have your own cup of wine.
Uh-huh.
Only question is, is every person required to have their own cup of wine? Okay, that's the government Pesach. Now, so the Chinuch explains that the Chachamim obligated us.
So obviously those who feel that you don't have to drink your own cup have pretty good
Right, they have Tosfos.
Yeah, it's not as if it's such a bizarre thought.
Right.
A lot of substance.
Exactly. Now, so the Chinuch explains that a person, a person enjoys some wine, and it's therefore the Chachamim, wanted us to appreciate the mitzvah, to honor the mitzvah, and they said we should make Kiddush over a cup of wine. And he says there are other halachas, you have to wash out the cup of wine, not allowed to taste anything until you make Kiddush, not eat until you make Kiddush. And Kiddush should be Mokam Suda. It's another halach, special halach by Shabbat, that the Kiddush and the meal have to happen. You can't just, if you have a Kiddush and you don't eat a meal, that's you have to, in order to make Kiddush, you have to have a Suda. Kiddush has to be in the Mokam Suda. You can't make Kiddush over here and go out across the street to have your meal. Have to be in the same place.
Is that why we don't say like Kiddush on Yom Kippur or something like that?
because what?
It's Yom Tov, but there's no meal.
Very good. It's the Yom Tov, there's no meal. So Chachamim never required us to. Chachamim never required us to say the Kiddush in the text that we usually have. But it's a good question. The question is why should. See, if you say Kiddush on Yom Tov is rabbinical,
right.
So they never were masakin. They only masakin the Kiddush when there was food, when there was a meal. That's what you're saying. But if the Kiddush on Yom Tov is Bina Torah, so why shouldn't there be a Kiddush on Yom Tov?
Right. Exactly. Because I remember hearing a story one time about like there was a huge heat wave and the congregation was like full of 95-year-old people. Mm-hmm. And it was dangerous when the fast of the Rebbe went up to make Kiddush. So if you're going to say the Kiddush is only on the words and not on the wine, what would be the reason that we want to say Kiddush without wine on Yom Kippur regularly?
Right. We discussed this, Alan. We discussed this with Kiddush.
I think the Mishnah Berurah said you would not say
you would not make Kiddush.
Right.
I mean a person who eats on Yom Kippur. Right. That was the question. There's a person who eats on Yom Kippur. So the question is, a person eats in the Yom Kippur, does he make Kiddush? Right? A person needs to eat. So we said that we don't make Kiddush.
Which person? What do you mean?
A person is not well.
Oh, okay.
Or a child. Well, let's say a child. A child who needs to eat in Yom Kippur, does he make Kiddush before he eats? When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, we said he would say Birchas HaMazon. He would say Birchas HaMazon. But he would not go ahead. The Chachamim would not be sacking. They only instituted, I think, a Kiddush when there was in a normal circumstance. But in a heat wave, your case, it's not normal. The person has to eat. They shouldn't make it. We said they shouldn't make Kiddush.
Right.
We come out that it's better not to make Kiddush under such a circumstance. There's a whole discussion regarding if the Birchas HaMazon, if you didn't say the Ritzei, you're supposed to mention the holiday in the Birchas
HaMazon. Let's say Shabbat Yom Kippur, where there's a Chiyuv Daraita to make Kiddush.
Oh, that was our question. Alan and I had this question. What happened?
Where do you and Alan go?
In the yeshiva. we hang out in the
yeshiva. All these questions.
In the yeshiva. We learn b'chavrusa, we've learned for a while in the yeshiva b'chavrusa. So these are some of the questions.
So we're saying Kiddush on Shabbat is mostly for the words, the wine is to beautify. So why not on a Shabbat and Kippur make a Kiddush?
Excellent. So let's say here Leon's question. So let's analyze it. We're going to see that many hold. There are some that hold that Shabbos by davening. In davening, you could technically fulfill the obligation of Kiddush min haTorah by praying Friday night and davening. And mentioning Shabbos, talking about Shabbos. Now, we don't want
to... You don't have to say Kiddush then, you said.
On a biblical level.
Okay.
Min haTorah, you can fulfill your obligation finding out by saying Kiddush and Shul. By davening and Shul. Why? They'll talk about...
We do, actually.
By how?
I'm saying we do.
But the prayers, the davening. Right, because the davening talks about Shabbos, right? B'seivim l'chaseinu, k'ashelim mitzvasecha, Shabbos kodshecha, b'avav, rasincha, Tony, you talk about Shabbos. You talk about the holiness of Shabbos. You know, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a question. If you say good Shabbos, would that be fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos? So many say, what do you mean? So based on the way we learned the chinuch, you should not fulfill the mitzvah. But just saying good Shabbos, you're talking about, you know, there's good Shabbos, there's good Friday, there's good Sunday, there's good Monday. Yeah, you talk about the holiness of the Shabbos, you sanctify the Shabbos. So I don't understand, Lanias Daiti, what the Svara would be, you should fulfill the mitzvah of mentioning Shabbos by saying good Shabbos. But by davening, you're talking about the holiness of Shabbos. So we talking for ourselves, we don't want to fulfill the mitzvah in the Torah of talking about Shabbos by davening Friday night, because we want to do it in the most beautiful way, over a cup of wine. With a special text of a blessing, the Chum created a text. Minatoro, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? Kiddush, Minatoro. Talk about it any way you want. English, Hebrew, French, Spanish.
If I could fashion my own sukkah, I could then show you he guesses from me. It says, Zecher Shem Shabbos and Kavshah. Because what you said before, that mentioning of Shabbos.
Just mentioning Shabbos is good enough, right?
Right.
So if you say good Shabbos, right, but it also says Lakacho.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't it just, such as it just mention Shabbos? You have to say Lakacho. Maybe he holds just the fact that you're mentioning for the purpose of the special, maybe that's good enough. But the way the Chinuch explains it, she is Zeche Gedula Sayom Umaloso Vavdoloso Leshvach. Talk about the greatness of the day. So just saying good Shabbos, you're not talking about the greatness of the day more than other days in a week. Like Bahavdol, you say, I'm Avdame Kolish Lechol. Talk about it. It's holy. You talk about the greatness. So to answer your question, Leon, so on Yom Tov per se, it would come out that Shabbos Yom Kippur, a person should have in mind somewhere in his prayers that he's fulfilling the mitzvah in the Torah of sanctif, talking about the holiness of Shabbos. But the Rabbanon never would institute a Kiddush. Should the Rabbanon institute a bracha on the Kiddush? The only time the Rabbanon instituted a bracha...
Shabbos Yom Kippur is passive.
Right. Exactly. That's why we had the question. The only time the Rabbanon instituted Kiddush with a cup of wine is only when you're able to have a cup of wine. If you're not able to drink the cup of wine because it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, therefore the Chum never instituted a special blessing for such a Shabbos. Therefore they never instituted a text of Kiddush, a rabbinic Kiddush. The whole rabbinic Kiddush was to beautify the Kiddush with a cup of wine. But there's no cup of wine you're going to drink.
So let's say you're stuck somewhere... Shabbat and you don't have a cup of wine and you don't have a suda, so you don't make a kiddush, or you just do it by your davening and it counts as your kiddush.
Right, davening, have a wine and so, you have kavana.
So you wouldn't say kiddush and just not say the word for your kavana, you just skip the whole thing.
Oh, that's a good question.
Because if that whole pasuk was there to beautify the cup of wine.
Maybe, it could, right, good question, because it could be once that blessing's in place.
But we don't say it now.
Well, no, but I'm saying, I can't...
Why not just say it and then not say the word for you?
No, but I'm saying, the question is in your case, because for the whole world, it was instituted for that Shabbos, to make over a couple. The blessing was here. I personally don't have a cup of wine, but the blessing was instituted to be made. So maybe there's room to say that maybe the blessing should be made even without a cup of wine, if you're stuck. That has to be looked into. That's a good question. But you should know, if a person not make Kiddush Friday night, Shabbos day, he makes the Shabbos the Friday night Kiddush. Because he has the biblical obligation of Kiddush, and that biblical obligation of Kiddush, the rabbis created a whole text with the whole Nusach HaBracha. And you would make that, and that will be the Shabbos day Kiddush. Instead of the Baruch Priya Gofren Kiddush that you make Shabbos day, you would say the full Friday night text, right? So, now there's a lot of discussion in the Gemara Psachim about Kiddush Makom Suda. If you have it, if you make Kiddush here, and you had a monkey eat your meal somewhere else, you have be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush or not. And we hold in Kiddush El Makom Suda, the Kiddush has to be in the place where you're having the meal. You can't just make Kiddush here and I'm going to eat somewhere else. So you have to be careful wherever you made the Kiddush. If you eat a kazayis of cake in the place where you made the Kiddush, you fulfilled the obligation of Kiddush. Technically, you don't have to, if you went to a Kiddush Shabbos and Shul, and you had a kazayis of cake, you don't have to go home and remake Kiddush. Because you already had a kazayis of cake. But if you did not have a kazayis of cake, then you have to remake the Kiddush.
In that case, what you had in Kiddush Shul would count as a Suda, and therefore, let's say at lunch, would that be technically Shal Shittis?
I would say not, because you need the first two, you have to wash the first two meals of Shabbos. I did see that Moshe Sturmbach has the question. Brings the question because you know if a guy forgot to say Ritzei Vachlitzenu Ashal Ashuris, you don't have to repeat Birchas HaMazon. I mean, if you it's the first two meals of Shabbos, if you forget to say Ritzei, you have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Third meal, if you didn't say Ritzei, you don't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Why not? Remember the rule? We spoke about this about a couple of months ago. Because if you must wash. You must wash, therefore you're obligated to say Berakas HaMazon. If you forget to say the Ritzei, but for the Shalosh Shuddah, since there are different opinions whether you need to wash or not, it's better you should wash, but since there are people that say you can fulfill obligation without washing, so if you don't say Ritzei Vachlitzeinu, you do not have to repeat the Berakas HaMazon. So he wants to know, if you had cake in shul at a Kiddush, and then you had the third meal. Would you say that the third meal was like? Would you count it like a shalosh shuddos regarding if you forgot Ritzei? I don't see it that way. I see clearly that that's not counted towards as your second meal because you're still obligated to have a meal for washing. But every Jew is obligated to wash two meals on Shabbat, at least two meals on Shabbat.
And it has to be in that order.
That's what I would think.
Only two meals?
It's best to wash three meals on Shabbos. But there's a minimum of two meals. I would think...
What's the third meal, though?
Shalosh Shuddos.
Right, I'm saying, what's the reason why you have to wash the third meal?
No, so the question is there a... That's the question. Do you need to wash during the third meal?
I thought it was... No?
It's best to. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Osid Liten
Esadin. Mashiach,
right? But the Aruch HaShulchan says, Osid Liten Esadin. People don't wash in Shalosh Shuddos. Yes. Okay. Shouldn't wash.
So the third meal is
Chiyuv.
The question is,
if you fulfill Zonos,
or you have to wash.
But a third meal.
You're supposed
to have a third meal. Correct. Some say that even a Shita having fruit for Shalosh Shuddos.
So you don't have to wash.
There's discussion about it. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention that Shita. I know the discussion about that Shita, but in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, as they call it, the Mechaber, the Moron HaMechaber talks about washing, mezonos, fish, and meat, or fruit. Those are the four opinions he throws in. Doesn't say about Divrei Torah. Later on, you might see some discussion.
Might as well wash them, right?
That's the way to go. But you know, but sometimes a person can't wash. So Shulchan Aruch says a chacham roya sanodi, keep some room so you're able to eat a shalosh shuddos. We're gonna be turning the clock soon. And people are not gonna have any appetite, so you still should eat something. You have to try to have foresight not to bring yourself into not having an appetite.
You can't help the fact that the day is very short.
But you can help by not eating too much by lunch.
I mean, people can actually help that?
Yeah, of course.
People actually have control over that?
Yes.
If the person is making Kiddush, let's say in shul, and people are on Shabbos morning, people are going elsewhere to eat, he has a piece of cake. That makes it okay for everybody to go elsewhere?
You mean they're going to continue their meal somewhere else, or they're having a new meal? What?
But they're going to Kiddush.
And they had Kiddush.
They heard Kiddush
here. They had a mezonos there in the shul.
President, he can be mostly everyone by having.
They have to. Every person has to have a kazayis of cake. It's not good enough that the person who made the kiddush eats cake. That doesn't help everyone else.
You can't be like somebody by eating.
Wait, that means it's not the kiddush makom suda. It's for each individual needs to have a kiddush makom suda. That means every person, every participant has to have a kiddush in the place where he eats. Cake or washing. He wants to be healthier to wash.
Well, I mean, you might make go home. You know, it's like,
right, that's the question. Right, so if you had a kazayas in shul, you don't need to make kiddush technically when you come home.
So the question is, if a person who's kiddush is doing motzi klal all over the kahal,
right? He had a piece of cake that only helped him, but won't help you. You have to have a piece. He has a mitzvah of kiddush, and you have a mitzvah of kiddush. He can motzi. That's like, so. It's like you said the kiddush, but you also have. But his eating doesn't help you eating. You have to have a suit. You have to have you. Every person has to have a kiddush with a suda. Right? You have to have a kiddush with a suda. The fact that you make the kiddush, I also have to have a kiddush with a suda. You make kiddush like I made the kiddush.
People going to another room, for example, or, you know, formal.
So,
you know, in other words, a lot of people, I guess it's to include all people who are unable to make Kiddush, or rather have to wait, you know, so sometimes I didn't
have
a Kiddush before
you go out. Okay, let's explain that a little bit. Then. Friday night in shul. You're not talking about Friday night, because I want to get to Friday night in shul. You're talking about Shabbos day.
Yeah, since it's rabbinic anyway.
But Shabbos day, if you make kiddush in one room, with the intention of going to another room within the building, adjacent room, to eat, so many say that's called kiddush makom suda, because you're in the same building, another room, and you had a mind. Not that you just make kiddush, you had a mind to eat here, and then you go decide to eat in another room. You had a mind when you made kiddush, you're going to go eat in the other room. That should be fine. If you had that intention when you made the kiddush. Is
that clear? As far as somebody else eating the cake before you, you have to eat the cake yourself.
Right. But now there's a whole big discussion of kiddush and shul. We make kiddush and shul Friday night. What do we make kiddush and shul Friday night for?
People
used to eat at shul.
So, okay.
So
both your answers are correct. So what Alan said is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the people who guests used to eat in shul. So the guests would have the meals. So the rabbi would make kiddush, whoever made kiddush, and he would be motzi the guests, and the guests would eat in the shul. Tosfos discussed how could he eat in shul, so in an adjacent room or whatever, however they ate in the shul. They ate in the shul, they slept in the shul, so Tosfos discusses the problem, how do you eat and drink and sleep in shul?
That's the question, how do you
eat in the shul? That's Tosfos discusses the question.
It's right, we always eat in the shul
now. Okay, so that's the question, well, how are we let eat in the shul? So some say...
Still a question?
The Ramban, we have to answer it, the Gemara says it, we have to understand why. Okay. So the Ramban says, because they made the shuls on a t'nai, that they when they built the shuls in Bavel, they built it with that you could go ahead and eat in the shul. Therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and eat in the shul. There are other answers to the question, but what Dr. Weider said is that Rabbeinu Yonah writes that. The Rush brings down the Rabbeinu Yonah that Friday night we make kiddush in shul because the Tosfos and Shita is that if there's no guests in shul, if no one's eating in shul, it's a bracha levatala. You shouldn't make kiddush. You shouldn't make kiddush in shul Friday night. He said you shouldn't make kiddush. And the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says, Yosef Kairo writes, it's better that the minig in Eretz Yisrael is not to make kiddush in shul if there's no guests eating in the shul. That's the minig in Eretz Yisrael. Anyone been in Eretz Yisrael? Did anyone see kiddush Friday night in Eretz Yisrael in the shul? The Sfaradi shul? Minig in Eretz Yisrael is not to make kiddush in Eretz Yisrael. Others disagree. Come to the Bialystok shul, there'll be kiddush Friday night. The question is why? is it a bracha levatala? If no one's eating there, why are you making the kiddush for? So some rishonim say that once the chachamim made the instituted kiddush, the takana remains, even if the reason behind it doesn't apply. The reason was in order to promote the guests. We're concerned that the guests should have it, they should be yotze. Today we have no guests in shul. Takana remains. For instance, do we say chazaras hashatz today? What was? Why did they include? Why did they institute chazaras hashatz? Repeating the Shemoneh Esrei.
People can't read.
Do we still have chazaras hashatz today, even if everyone can read? In the biggest yeshiva in the world, will they say chazaras hashatz?
Not really. Only to kedusha.
They'll say chazaras hashatz. Why? Because once that they made it that kana stands. But the Rabbeinu Yonah is what Dr. Weider says. He says because maybe there are people that. You could fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush by what? By just hearing the words Min HaTorah. And therefore, to be motzi, the people who don't know Kiddush. They're going to come home, you ever go to a shul and there are people that don't know how to make Kiddush? They don't eat in shul. You ever been in a shul with some traditional or type of people who don't know, didn't have the schus of learning in yeshiva, they don't know how to say, they might not say a kiddush when they come home, but if they heard the kiddush in the shul Friday night, they fulfilled the mitzvah min HaTorah. Ah, you're going to tell me, Rabbi, maybe, didn't we say by davening they can be fulfilled the mitzvah min HaTorah of kiddush? Who said they know how to daven?
I have a baichulu, the chazan says baichulu after Shmuel Esrei. Couldn't they fulfill kiddush that way? Baichulu maybe you have to say, actually, right?
But he's saying by Shemei Ka'ona, why couldn't they fulfill the mitzvah of... But oh...
Yom Kippur HaShabbos, you fulfill it anyway.
Vayechulo.
No, I'm asking you.
We were discussing this 2 minutes ago. It's good, very good.
Is it Daf Yomi?
Yeah, excellent. But, so that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah wants to say. That people who don't or not learn it could be yotz, that maybe that the kiddush in the shul will help those people.
And also some Suda.
Oh, so very good. So that's also machlokas in the Rishonim. Is it the mitzvah of kiddush and the meal? Is that a biblical mitzvah to have the meal together with the kiddush or not? So you tell me. Based on what we said tonight, everybody, would you think now the rush is of the opinion that Kiddush and the Suda, Kiddush being in the place where you're eating, is Min HaTorah. Now, anybody have any problem with that?
Kiddush al Kos is not...
Kiddush al Kos is not Min HaTorah. The mitzvah Kiddush is Zachas Yom HaShabbos HaKadosho. So to say that the Kiddush is with the Suda, so the Mitzvah Chinuch has the problem. If you go all the way to the end of the mitzvah, guys, he says it in Sif Katan Yutes. He said, Ayin Rosh, Arab Sachem. He brings Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, even if there's no guests in Shul, the Kiddush is not a Brachol of Atola, because Kiddush Min HaSuda is only the Rabbanon. And therefore, we remotely the people, Kiddush Min HaTorah, with the Kiddush of the Shul, because people that don't know how to make Kiddush, that's the purpose, Rabbeinu Yonah writes. And he says, the Ramogan Avram, who says the Yotz in the midst of Kiddush Min HaTorah davening, but maybe the people who don't know how to daven, you'll be motzi them by saying the Kiddush. But the Rosh says he doesn't like the Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat. If you have no meal, it's not a Kiddush. So Milchas Chana says, V'hadvarm t'mur metzli. It's a wonder by me. I didn't see any posik that say that you're not Yotz in the midst of Kiddush by just saying words. Certainly, if you make Kaddish on wine, everyone holds Yotzei Min HaTorah. So how could the Rosh say that if you make Kiddush Friday night or a cup of wine and you don't have a meal, it's not a Kiddush at all? On a biblical level, that it should be a Mitzvah Min HaTorah to have... Now, listen, the fact the Rosh does say it, I think we should give appreciation to the Suda, that, you know, that the Kiddush and the meal should be in the same place. And maybe, you know, the Rosh says that it's a Din Min HaTorah to have Kiddush and the meal in the same place.
Is it only for at night or in the morning too?
It would be Min HaTorah should be only once.
Right, nice.
Now, you should know that even though we said that if you have a piece of cake in shul, Shabbos day, technically, when you had Kiddush, you do not have to repeat Kiddush when you come home. But as we all know, the Kiddush Shabbos day, what is the Kiddush Shabbos day? The main Kiddush, the meat and the potatoes kashrut, is the bracha of Baruch Pri HaGafen. So wouldn't it be nice, you're going to come home, you're having this beautiful meal. In shul, what did you have? You had a little cake. Some shuls you have cholin, but some shuls you have cake and schnapps. And you come home, and you have this beautiful suda. Isn't it appropriate that the suda should be accompanied with wine?
No, some of them make kiddush over there.
Where is over there?
In the shul.
Right, but I'm saying, but now you're coming home, you're having a whole beautiful suda shabbat.
Unless you made the kiddush already.
What?
Unless you made the kiddush. Unless you make kiddush in the shul, you eat
dominant. Right, so technically you don't have to make kiddush when you come home, but technically I'm saying when it's not like Friday night where you're making a special bracha of kiddush, if it's the question of a bracha of hatala.
Right.
But Shabbos day, when the whole kiddush is a bar prey goffin, isn't it nice that you should have a suda, you're having a full meal, that it should start with a cup of wine? Doesn't it show the chashivas of Shabbos?
Do it again, then.
Women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos just like men. Women are obligated, they're obligated in Shabbos morning, they're obligated in Kiddush. And the hardest thing, I think, for women is the Shalosh Shudas. They have to drink, they have to eat the Kazayas and Challah three times on Shabbos.
Really?
Ladies are very diet conscious. They know that all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, the mechuyev. Why? Even though Shabbos is one of mitzvah say, the mitzvah of Kiddush is a gemara, but it says Zalcha v'shama b'diva echa nemru. Whoever's obligated in the shama, in the los assays of Shabbos, is obligated in the what? In the assays of Shabbos. She's obligated. Therefore, she's obligated in all the mitzvah say of Shabbos, just like the men. Rabbi Yosef has a very nice shuv. I recommend everyone to look at it. Regarding a shul, regarding the minig of shuls who make Kiddush Friday night, even if there's no guests. You could look at the shuva, what he says about it. It's very nice shuva. There's a lot of discussion about it. The Rosh, the Rav Eliona, yes.
If a woman is kiddush as much as a man, why can't a woman be yotzer a man in the morning kiddush? It's only in the night kiddush sometimes a woman can be yotzer a man, correct?
You're going to toast for Shabbos. What's interesting that if you make an early Shabbos Friday night, right? So in Mitzvah we discussed a little bit. The Rambam said you can make Kiddush be bold yom. You can make Kiddush even before you start an early Shabbos. You make Kiddush. And that's from Praga Minchan on. Now the Rambam, why does the Rambam say you could? What's the reason for the Rambam? See, the question is the din of there's a concept by Tosfos Yom Tov by Yom Kippur, right? The din of concept. The whole question the Rishonim is that din of Tosfos, but apply Minat Torah. But other is it only a din by Yom Kippur that you have to add, or is it din by Shabbos as well? Shabbos and Yom Kippur as well. The Machlokes in the Rishonim. Even the Rambam. Right. There's a special mitzvah to add on time to start Yom Kippur early. At least something a little earlier than the exact time. Whatever the exact time, the official day of the 10th of Yom Kippur is, a little bit before to start. But the question is that a special mitzvah of Tosfos Yom Kippur only by Yom Kippur, Minat Torah, and other Yom Tov Mishavos also you have to add? The Rambam says no. Only Yom Kippur is Minat Torah. Other Yom Tov, there's no obligation to list Minat Torah, whether it's V'drabon or not, check it up. But yet the Rambam says you can make Kiddush early, before you can make an early Shabbos and make Kiddush. What do you mean? The Torah says, remember Shabbos. When did the Torah say to make on Shabbos? So yet, how does the Rambam, and the Rambam does, if you hold toast for Shabbos as Minat Torah, so you could say that when you're adding to Shabbos, it becomes Shabbos on a biblical level. But if you hold, there's no concept of Tosfos Shabbos, so how could you make Kiddush sort of early, make an early Shabbos, and you're yotzer in mitzvah minat Torah of Kiddush? It's not Shabbos yet. So the Rambam holds, because he says, the Torah says, remember Shabbos akasha. When do you have to remember Shabbos? When it comes, when it's entering. It doesn't mean specifically right when it enters. when it's going to enter. Right before it enters, also you could mention Shabbos. Therefore, the obligation of Kiddush is not per se on Shabbos. The Torah's obligation of remembering Shabbos is not that on Shabbos itself you have to remember Shabbos.
Can you say it on Thursday?
No, there you can't say it. But I think Pagamentcha. It has to be already from, like,
and say...
Quarter. You can already say Havdalah on Tuesday, then why can't you say already by Thursday Shabbos coming and make Kiddush?
Okay, no, but...
Havdalah is nothing about Shabbos. I mean, you know, theoretically, you can still do work until you do Havdalah. You just can't eat. Theoretically, you can hold out until you can do work.
But the time of Havdalah, again, the time of Havdalah kicked in, right, let's say, near Shabbos is ending. Technically, he also says that you can make Havdalah right before Shabbos is over, too. Technically.
You can't do malach.
I mean, if a person says Atachan Antonu earlier, technically, if a person says Atachan Antonu, Davids earlier, he was Yotze, whatever he was Yotze, he still can't do malach, he can't eat. But technically, the Havdalah itself, he says, Vuba Rambam Khan Haloch Yeraf the Yochel Odom Lakadesh Bibod Yom, Ula Havdil Mibod Yom. You could technically, on a biblical level, and we don't do that, but I mean, you could definitely do that. Shas Brachas is Ayin Orachayim Simrei Samach Zayin Siv Beis Plaga Mincha. So therefore,
you really can make the fire, though, because you can't light the ish.
Okay, but technically, you can make the fire later.
Yeah, I'm saying,
they just massage it together, all the things together. Technically, if the guy didn't have fire,
right.
Well, time to make Havdalah. He'll make Havdalah and he'll make it later. Right. I recommend do it, because if you wait till later, might never come.
Not really. It's a big problem with light bulb. Especially for residents, it's a bigger problem because it's gas. It has problems with everything.
It's a filament.
I'm not a rabbi, but there's problems. I know what the answer is.
So therefore, there's a lot of issues, as we see, as we discussed here regarding Shabbos. There's a lot of issues that we got to think about. We got to remember the sanctification of Shabbos. We got to have kavana. We're making the Kiddush, we're making the Havdalah, and also it becomes the whole question, are ladies obligated in Havdalah or not? The question is, do we look at Havdalah like Shabbos? So just like ladies are obligated in Shabbos, so ladies should be obligated.
Havdalah are the same thing.
See, if Kiddush Havdalah is the same thing, if it's from the same source, of Zohar Shem Shukacho, the women should be obligated. But if you look at Havdalah, if Havdalah, the question is also, is Havdalah the Rabbanon, Havdalah min HaTorah? If it's the Rabbanon, so how did the Rabbanon, did they institute it like Shabbos? Or did they institute it as a separate thing? That ladies are potter. So there's a discussion, are ladies obligated in Havdalah, that they should hear Havdalah from a man? Technically, there's no man to say Havdalah, they can make Havdalah themselves. They're mocked, but they're trying to hear from someone else.
Wait. If they can make Havdalah themselves, then why? So that makes them...
They could technically make Havdalah themselves, very good. Excellent.
I can't explain.
I understand. Even if a lady is exempt from a mitzvah, for an Ashkenazi especially, Asradim is different. If a lady is exempt from a mitzvah, she has a right to say a blessing on that mitzvah anyways.
So that means it...
But by Sfardim, I wonder... See, the Sfardim might hold that ladies are obligated in Havdalah because the Rambam might hold that way. But I'm not sure what the Sfardim would hold. But for Ashkenazim, even if a lady is exempt from a mitzvah, she has a right to do it. Say the bracha. For instance, she wants to take a lulav. Is she obligated to take a lulav? No. She wants to take a lulav? She's like, has a right to take a lulav. Could she make a blessing over that? Yes. But a Sfardim, they don't make a blessing. Why not? But the Sfardim hold, you don't make a blessing over a minhag. Meaning, if the lady's not obligated to take a lulav, how could she say, Baruch atah Hashem v'ashek kesham misosav v'tzivonu al atilas lulav? She's not commanded. So how could she say tzivonu?
How come we do it?
We hold that since the Jewish people are commanded, that everyone, the klal is commanded, you could still say v'tzivonu. You know, the Sfardim don't say, every Rosh Chodesh, they don't say a brach on halal. You know that? They don't say a brach on halal. They start Haluka Halu Hashem or something, right? They don't say a bracha. Why not? They don't make a bracha on a minhag. There's no if the halal is a minhag, they don't say a baruch on it. We Ashkenazim make a baruch even on a minhag. Okay, we should be zochet to fulfill all minhagim, all halachas.
So,
maybe if it's whatever halal is obligated, they would have to make a bracha. If it's
an obligation of Pesach.
So a minhag means more to us than svarim.
And it wants us. We have different laws. We have different rules.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Then
she'll
have to make a bracha.
Ashkenaz or Sfarad? Ashkenaz, for sure she can make the bracha. But for some reason, we're still, if we still try that she should hear Havdalah from a man. If she can't hear Havdalah from a man, she should make her own Havdalah. But Ashkenaz, Sfarad then will be unique to find out. Because the question is, one of the Sfarad to hold about Havdalah, do they hold... Right. Or do they... Right.
Is it fair to say that Havdalah is the Rabbanan, because it's a bad argument, but, you know, there's all these questions about what do you use, you know, if you use wine, you know, it's preferable,
it would
put it into the realm of a rabbinic thing.
I would think that we Ashkenazim hold that we treat Havdalah more like a rabbinic obligation. But the Sfardim might not treat it as a rabbinic obligation. I think we treat Havdalah as a rabbinic obligation. I think that's where the Mishnah Berurah comes out. We treat women obligation as a suffix. We have a suffix if women are obligated, I think, in Havdalah. But we treat Havdalah as a rabbinic obligation.
You didn't follow through about the Tosfos Yontif and the back part at the end of Yontif. You didn't follow through on that one, actually. You said at the beginning of the Tosfos Yontif. What about the Tosfos Yontif when Yontif ends?
Okay, we have to see more about that.
We have to see more about it.